So there's a new heartwarming medical rural romance from the best-selling author of The Bush Telegraph, Fiona MacArthur. She joins us to have a chat about it today. Fiona, how are you?
Good, thanks, Andrew. How are you, mate?
Not too bad, thanks. Tell us a little bit about The Farmer's Friend.
Okay, so The Farmer's Friend is one of those coming-together small community books. I absolutely love small communities, small-town contemporary fiction. I love outback stories, but this is actually more of a higher density population story. So, yeah, look, I reckon at least a couple of hundred people in this town.
Which is, you know, that sounds like the size of some of the villages around the Upper Hunter. Why set it in a small rural setting like that? It's because it's less characters, you don't have to do so much work, Fiona?
Look, probably because the whole isolation thing, when you have a smaller community, you do actually have to rely on yourself. You have to draw on others. And you have to pull together in times that are really stressful.
That's true. A lot of people who've lived in country towns, I can think of, certainly when I was in Broken Hill, you're extremely isolated. So it's important that you rely on everybody within that town because there's nobody else you can utilise.
Yeah, and it's when people come in, new people come in, they're often surprised by how welcoming people can be. And in this story, there's a couple of people that are, you know, really quite damaged who come in and find that non-judgmental welcoming, which is just a real factor of some of these smaller country towns where people just, yeah, they're just kind.
Fiona, the characters that you create, are they actually a little bit of some real people that you know?
look, no, most of the time it's just stories that you hear. My midwife, of course, was something that I'd read in a newspaper about someone who had a really scary tragic event, and I did wonder how that sort of thing would affect someone long term, so that was sort of a factor. My son has bought a rural store, so it's there is actually the background there that I really wanted to use, the actual going to the store and have a look at the products and see what's different, because I knew nothing about it really. That was a really fun part. He still hasn't read it, so that's really interesting.
But at least he'll sell it. At least he'll have it up there to be able to be sold.
He could sell it up there. That's a great idea.
It's the very least he can do. So, Fiona, this is a question I do like to ask authors, is you spend so much time creating these characters and with these characters. Once you get to the end of a book, do you miss them? Do you feel like you would like to go back to them again at some stage?
Absolutely, yeah. I think the big publishers really like standalone books, but as an author, I love series or I love connected books. So I do tend to have a little slip in of a connected area in most of my books from a previous. And yes, I imagine that there will be another Featherwood story in there somewhere because I did love these people, just love them.
Do you miss them? You know,
yeah, I do. It's a little bit like going to the airport. Not that any of us go to the airport anymore.
Sadly. But
it's a bit like going to the airport and waving goodbye to a favourite relative, you know. You don't know if you'll ever see them again. There's going to be that huge distance. So, that's how I feel about it.
So you're working on a book that's completely different now, are you? Different characters, that sort of thing?
Yes. At the moment, I'm in, figuratively speaking, Lightning Ridge. And really enjoying my time there. I was planning that trip and I'm just not going to get there, I don't think, before this book's due on the 1st of November.
Is it essential to go to the places that you set your books?
Obviously, some people are better at, you know, doing things without going there. I love to smell the place, to see the sunrise, to see the sunset, to feel the town. And a lot of the readers, you know, letters that I get are, I felt like I was standing there. I felt like I've been there. Or it was so good, I recognised everything about that. So that's what I want in my book. I want these people to really connect with the story and feel like they're there.
Well, you're more than welcome to set your next book in the Upper Hunter and come and visit us here in the horse capital of Australia, if that's a hint.
That sounds lovely. And actually, you know, probably a couple of wineries in there. And, you know, what more could you want? Horses and wine.
That's exactly what they say. Equines and wines around the Hunter Valley. Fiona MacArthur, it sounds like it's a fantastic book, The Farmer's Friend. Can't recommend it more highly. And thank you very much for joining us on 2&M today.
Great talking to you, Andrew. Thank you.